What are you doing right now?
Power ranking pies.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
I mean, pies, you got 1,000 pies. Cherry pie, blueberry pie, chocolate pie. Birthday cake, cookies, chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin, macadamia nut. You got the four-layer delight. You got cupcakes. You got donuts. I mean, candy bars. Ice cream. There's 100,000 flavors of ice cream. Carrot cake, red velvet cake, chocolate cake, yellow cake. Oh, my God, I forgot sweet potato pie. Pizza pie, chicken pot pie, shepherd's pie.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Talking baked with a crust, that gooey strawberry. When my grandma makes that, oh, my God. I'd kill six innocent people to have a slice of that right now. You know, if I was in another country, didn't know the people, and they said, you have to kill these people, nobody will ever know about it, but you get your slice of pie, that's a bad day for them.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
You don't want too much crust either. I don't like too much crust on my pies. A good thin, flaky crust apple pie with the sugar on top. And mm-hmm. Throw that scoop, I mean, right out of the oven, too. I'm talking, I want you to picture this, right out of the oven, in a bowl. You chop it around a little bit.
No, no.
Toss that scoop on top. A little drips through the crevices of the cinnamon apple. God, it's good. She's my
cherry pie. Cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise. Tastes so good. Hour 3 kicking off in the Mountain View Chevy Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. This segment is brought to you by our friends at 1038 Furniture. Furniture and decor at affordable prices. 1038furniture.com and 1038 Furniture on Facebook. If you have any questions about what they have to offer or what you are looking for, they will be happy to help you. They are a family-owned business. They were on the manufacturing side of furniture for a long time. They decided to get into the storefront side of it. They understand the business. They're able to cut out the middleman and offer you the discounts, offer you unbeatable prices, such as their nice Noctova mattress set that's usually going to cost you $2,500 anywhere else. Not with them.
Oh, the Noctova mattress set. Hmm.
That's right. It's only going to be $1,299.
That's a good mattress set.
It's a great mattress.
I have one of those back at home.
I don't think you actually do, Dave.
I do. Noctova, one of my favorites.
Okay.
Favorite selections.
You know what, Dave? I'm sorry.
What are you doing in here, Dave? Oh, I'm sorry. I was just getting ready for the news segment. No, I'm doing it today. Get out of here.
No, while you're here, Dave, give us some headlines.
I kicked Dave out. The Browns.
We want Dave.
No, Dave.
We want Dave.
Dave is not.
We want Dave.
Dave is not good
at
headlines.
Dave's already here.
He tries to come in every day and do headlines. He's not good at them.
Dave was here during the live read for 1038 Furniture. I think Dave deserves to do the headlines.
He can hop onto my mic. It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't see what the problem is.
Give him your mic, Ben.
Okay. Thank you, Ben. Thank you. The Browns are hosting top quarterback prospects this week. John, Cody, they are reportedly very close to identifying their guy.
They're meeting with all four.
They're meeting with them all. Baker Mayfield arrived yesterday and will spend today at the Browns facility.
Mayfield today, Sam Darnold tomorrow, Josh Rosen Thursday, Josh Allen apparently next week.
Yeah. Josh Allen set to arrive tomorrow, and then Sam Darnold and Rosen will follow.
All right, Josh Allen's coming tomorrow. What I saw was next week. He's coming tomorrow?
Mayfield, yesterday, spending today.
I thought Darnold's coming today,
Allen
spending tomorrow.
Allen arrives tomorrow, and then Darnold and Rosen will follow. I'm guessing like on Thursday and Friday.
Oh, okay, well, they don't know when the hell they're coming because I read a different thing that said.
They're all this week. That's the key headline here.
That's true. Good job. Good job by you, Dave.
Cleveland close to making a decision.
Jim Mora was trying to do some damage control where he came out and was talking about how Josh Rosen's too smart and wants to know why. Josh Rosen with a nice subtle troll on Twitter just tweets out, why? Hashtag why. Jim Mora was asked, does he think Josh Rosen is the best player? Blew the punchline. Damn it. Asked if he thought Josh Rosen was the best quarterback in the draft. Jim Mora said no. I think he's the best player in the draft. Huh?
Oh.
That reminds me of Little Giants when Icebox asks her uncle if he thinks that she's pretty. And he says no. And she looks so sad. And he says, I think you're beautiful. And she just smiles and gets so happy. As he was manipulating her to not play football and to be a cheerleader instead. so that she could hook up with Junior and so that he could win the game over the Little Giants. Pretty messed up to manipulate.
It is.
Your niece like that, who obviously has self-esteem issues.
Could Mike Miller be joining forces with Penny Hardaway at Memphis? Well, according to the commercial appeal, he is considering it.
Is this Mike Miller, the basketball player Mike Miller?
Yes. Yes, Mike Miller said on a question, these writers are
Mike Miller's got swag. I like Mike Miller.
These writers are all weirdos. Story like this.
Mike Miller, of course, played with the Grizzlies for a nice little chunk of his career.
I hate writers.
I wanted to make sure it was the player, Mike Miller, because I saw the headline last night that, like, the Westchester Knicks, the D-League team, they have a coach named Mike Miller who won Coach of the Year. I was like, damn, I didn't know Mike Miller was coaching. Wasn't that Mike Miller. It was an old white man named Mike Miller, not a young, swaggy white man named Mike Miller. So I wanted to make sure that it was the NBA player, and it is. If he joins Penny at the University of Memphis, like, I don't know how much experience they're going to have, but they'll have – good games.
Basketball.
They'll have good pickup games and scrimmages and stuff. Good shooting contests.
Well, last month, apparently, he met with Hardaway about becoming an assistant coach for him starting next season. Over the past week, Mike Miller has also fielded interest from Florida, which is a school he played at in college. TCU, the school his older brother currently works at as an assistant, and Louisville. So, yeah, that's interesting.
Cool.
See if he ends up there. Tony Levine.
Whoa. Where'd Dave go?
I think
no,
left.
Dave's sitting right there. Dave, get the mic.
I think he left.
No.
I think he's gone.
Dave's doing the headlines. Dave wanted to do the lottery. Dave's doing the headlines.
I don't think that.
You ruined the headlines, Cody, Dave.
Cody doesn't like it very much.
I'm sorry. You wanted to ruin the lottery? You wanted to step in on 1038 Furniture talking about your nice Noctova mattress set for $12.99? You sit here like a man and you do your headlines.
I don't have much self-esteem. My headlines are a bit dry, don't you think?
They've been so far so good. These have been the best headlines we've done in a long time.
When Dave reads it, Dave doesn't have any enthusiasm in his voice. He's very dry.
But the content is always good.
All right, well, we'll let him do this one then. Tony Levine... Ex-Houston coach.
Uh-huh, and he was a Purdue special teams coordinator.
Purdue special teams coordinator. Left football to open a Chick-fil-A. Have you heard this story?
I've seen it all morning.
3 weeks after Purdue won its first bowl game since 2011, Boilermakers fans were caught off guard by some news that Tony Levine would be opening a Chick-fil-A.
I don't know why he has to leave his job to open the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what the deal is with that either. He said, the reasons when I was 23 years old that I wanted to get into coaching, the things that I've been passionate about for most of my life, developing people, team building, identifying and recruiting talent, competing, while I had a love for those, I saw an opportunity with Chick-fil-A to become an owner-operator where a lot of those same things that I was passionate about I could keep doing. And the ability to stay in Houston was very important to my wife and I and our family as a whole. Yeah. Football players, fast food workers, it's all the same. It's all team building, identifying and recruiting talent. You know, who can avoid overcooking the chicken patties?
Yeah. Who can provide blessings to the customers in a better way?
Who can spread the mayonnaise the best? Who can make
what
the
Chick-fil-A
best?
What Chick-fil-A do you go to? Chick-fil-A's not spreading the mayonnaise for you.
I'm just theoretic, you know. I'm just joking around.
That's why Dave so much bear these headlines. Dave, keep going.
Whoever can make the best lemonade.
There you go.
Chick-fil-A has a wonderful lemonade.
That is actually something a Chick-fil-A employee has to do. So good job by you, Dave.
Yes, keeping the Chick-fil-A sauce organized properly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess this guy opening up a Chick-fil-A, how about that?
I'd imagine you could just coach and do that, but sure, he wanted to get his money and get out.
Well, have you ever looked into opening a Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. I haven't personally, but my family has.
It's actually really hard from what I understand. Like the investment is low. It's only like $10,000 to like the franchise fee, you know?
Yeah.
Which is much less, I think, than most fast food places, but – or maybe it's like $5,000. Whatever it is, it's way cheaper than most other places, but you got to commit all your time to it.
Maybe that's why you had to leave, I guess.
That's their thing. Like, yeah. They're so...
It has to be a family business. You can't pawn it off on somebody else, I guess. Maybe that's why.
Right. And that's why they're all so good, because you have to be so committed or they'll just rip it away from you.
Because, I mean, you're printing money if you get one. There's no
– yeah.
There's none of those franchises losing money, right? All those franchises are making money.
Exactly. I had a friend that was going to open – have any other side projects. Only your Chick-fil-A. That's your thing. So
– I guess he has to stay on – that he couldn't stay on staff and do it.
Well, that's what my guy told me. I mean, I don't know if that's completely true, but I've just heard that before, that they're very extensive. Let's see, Rob Gronkowski.
Before you get to this one, let's grab Ryan.
Okay.
He's been on the line. Let's grab Ryan. Ryan, what's up?
Oh, hey, what's up? I guess this has nothing to do with any of the headlines. I just got to ask you, since you're a fan, who do you have tonight in the Vendettas finale? I don't really care about the girls, but the guys.
What's tonight?
The Challenge Vendettas.
Oh no, I'm in. 100%, I'm ready. Is it the finale tonight?
Who wins? Yeah, it's the finale. I think. I mean, it's
usually they do part one and part two of the finales.
That's true. Well, okay, but I saw Bananas was back, and
that's true.
I'm a Bananas fan, and I hope Tony absolutely gets his ass beat. Whatever.
Team Zach over here.
Part one, part two.
Been Team Zach since day one. Team Zach for me.
Do you have any idea what you're talking
about? I like how. Oh man, I can't think. He's never. What's the black dude's name?
Leroy. Really does it. Leroy's not going to win.
I don't know, Dave.
You have to swim. You have to swim, and Leroy can't swim. Like he's not a good swimmer. Zach's going to win this.
Is it Survivor?
Yeah, that's a good pick. All right, appreciate it.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're talking.
Appreciate the phone call, by Ryan. I feel bad because Roberto and Ryan both called right when we're doing headlines. Like headlines is a sacred segment. But I wanted to get the callers in. I didn't want to have to make them wait. But I think we might have to go back to, like, headlines. Are sacred. Get to your last headline.
What were you? How do you know I don't have more than just one? Is it because we're at the end of the segment?
It's kind of because we're at the end of the segment, yeah.
Because you had to take a phone call?
I just didn't want to leave him on hold because what the last headline is, I want to talk about the next segment. Well, I thought he was calling about something we had said.
We have three very good headlines left.
Well, save two of them for Pump the Brakes or Keep Rolling.
I don't participate in that segment.
Give him to Cody. Good point.
Get the hell out of here, Dave. Bill Belichick, Rob Gronkowski. Apparently, there's a real riff here, a real issue. Days after it was reported that the chances the Patriots would trade Gronk were increasing, details have now emerged revealing the underlying causes. This is from the Big Lead. Gronk has still not made up his mind on if he is willing to continue playing football or not, due to Belichick causing him, quote, mental fatigue along with physical anguish. Belichick apparently is not all that satisfied with Gronk either, because he no longer fits the Patriots culture because he's not all in.
Huh. Let's talk about this after the break. I did want to spin off on this because this is another story coming out of New England that makes it look like Patriots dynasty has real problems. Gronkowski, first he was contemplating retirement. Now he's like, hey, I kind of want to add New England. It seems like Bill Belichick also wants him out of New England. We'll talk about it next. Let's talk sports on Fox Sports Knoxville.
NutriShop, Knoxville's premier locally owned and operated nutritional supplement headquarters. Located at 107 Moss Grove.
Back on the program, talking about this rift with the Patriots. Another report coming out. Rob Gronkowski is suffering from physical anguish, which obviously makes sense. Big man gets hit very many times. Starts to take a toll on your body. But the mental fatigue aspect of it, what are you smiling about?
Nothing.
Is there a joke that we should be let in on? What's so funny? No,
it's nothing you said. I was
what I do.
No, it wasn't you. whoever runs the Dave McClure account tweeted at me. It cracks me up. I don't know who it is, but
I would think it's Dave McClure.
It cracks me up.
I think it's Dave.
He even changed his name with the double underscore, because I did, you know. whoever runs the account, it's funny. Said, I'm sorry, I will do better. Thanks for the chance to participate in the headlines. Love you. Sorry, I cracked up.
Well, I know you're over there grinning. Looking actually very happy. I just wanted to be let in on the joke. We do appreciate Dave for his contributions. Speaking of mental fatigue and physical anguish.
Yeah.
Cody has mental fatigue with the show, just not participating, just in his own little world, talking to Dave.
Ryan tweets, sorry, didn't mean to derail the show. I need to just be our social media coordinator, just read through all the tweets.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what I do anyway. When they come through, I like to. Yeah. All right, please continue.
No, by all means, keep doing whatever you're doing.
No, I'm done.
Okay. Well, the report comes out, Gronk mentally fatigued, which is a phrase that I didn't know would go along with Gronk. I didn't know that he thought many things. He just seems like kind of a caveman, just going to react and go on physical impulses. Didn't know there were actually feelings in there and stress from the job at hand, because the mental fatigue is apparently a result of having to live up to the quote-unquote Patriot way.
You saying Gronk seems like a big dumb jock?
Yeah. I think it's a part of his charm. I think he embraces it. Yeah, big dumb jock Gronk. That's what he is.
Gronk play football.
Gronk smash.
Gronk party with women.
And Shaq.
And smash.
Yeah. Like, that's what I think of when I think of Gronk. I don't think of him wilting under the pressure of stress from his job, of having to live up to a code. Having to live up to the Patriot way.
Well, Belichick's always kind of let him party and whatever, right?
Well, that's what we thought. But now apparently it's weighing in on Belichick.
He's done with Gronk, huh?
Belichick reportedly not satisfied with Gronk either, because he no longer fits inside the Patriots culture. And because he's not, quote-unquote, all in. But as the report from the big lead comes and says, instead, Gronk is, quote-unquote, all in on the social media lifestyle. Apparently, Gronk took a little shot at the Patriots, or at least according to Belichick, felt like he got a shot taken at him when Danny Amendola, who recently left the team, posted on Instagram. Rob Gronkowski quoted under it, stay lit, B in all caps, free, B in all caps, happy. Stay lit, be free, be happy.
Yeah.
Basically saying, hey, you're now away from the Patriots. You can actually enjoy your NFL career. You can go be free and be happy.
Well, you know, ESPN had this report a couple days ago, too. I mean, we're talking about the mental fatigue side, but ESPN
said, not that he necessarily wants to, but that he thinks, yeah, I'll be back.
Yeah, not necessarily that he wants. Well, it says, but despite serious considerations of retiring because of physical and mental fatigue.
I think Gronkowski still wants to play football.
Yeah.
I really don't think Gronk. I mean, and look, for as big of a meathead as Gronk is, his contract with the Patriots, a lot like Tom Brady in the sense that it's pretty fair and favorable in New England's favor. He doesn't get paid like he's supposed to get paid. He's not Odell Beckham saying, hey, I want $20 million a year. He's not Le'Veon Bell saying, hey, I want Antonio Brown money. Gronk just kind of slides in and is like, hey, yeah, pay me this. Give me some incentives if I stay healthy, whatever. He doesn't really hold the Patriots to the fire when it comes to money.
But the trade-off is that he gets to be on the best team in the NFL.
And for the most part, has gotten to, I mean, I don't look at Gronk and think he's been held back and sheltered, right?
No, not at all.
We look and think like, hey, he kind of gets the benefit of the doubt of being able to do whatever he wants. And, you know, he parties a lot more than any other Patriots that we know of, right?
Yeah, or at least that we know in the public eye. Like, it right. Seems like Belichick has given him a little bit more of a leash.
Seems to be as such. But now that the Now that the thought process is that Gronk has gotten tired of and is no longer all in, some people feel like Bill Belichick might send him out of town. I mean, keep in mind what happened in the Super Bowl with beloved Titan Malcolm Butler, mm-hmm. when he gets benched as the Patriots defense gives up 41 points and they can't cover any of the Eagles receivers. Yeah. I don't know if that game's differently or goes differently, excuse me, with Malcolm Butler.
You think that could be one of Belichick's biggest blunders, though? Almost like you think it's maybe his ego took over?
Well, they lost, right?
Yeah.
So they lost, so you're going to have – and they lost by 8 points. So you're going to have people that look and say, well, we wouldn't have lost if we had our best cornerback. Or I guess Stephon Gilmore was pretty good, our second best cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like I said, we give up 41 points.
I guess you could say, or as some people would say, you know, you put it on Belichick because of, especially the fact that, I don't know if ego is the right word there, or the fact that he had to have it his way.
Yeah.
You know.
And I'd say ego has a big part of that because it might not be ego for Belichick thinking that he's a genius or whatnot. It might be ego to his system and his culture and his way, right? The Patriot way. How dare Malcolm Butler defy me?
Kind of feels the same way with Gronk now. I mean, it kind of seems like he's got the same outlook on it.
Yeah. But for the most part in New England, like we've all kind of known, yeah, for the most part you can plug and play anybody in the system.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been two guys who kind of defy that, right? Tom Brady.
And Gronk.
Yep. Because you can look at the stats, like the offense is drastically different when Gronkowski is healthy compared to when he's off the field.
And that's probably a reason that Belichick has assumingly given Gronk a little bit more of a leash when it comes to living his lifestyle, I guess, or at least up to this point.
We've seen a lot of people leave in free agency. A lot of people have left free agency, have left the Patriots, either for more money or more freedom. Deion Lewis, you know, went to the Titans, running back. Mm-hmm. We didn't really talk about it at the time. His introductory press conference.
Do you have emphysema or something?
I can't quit coughing.
In trouble, man.
His opening press conference.
Yeah, lay off the cigarettes.
Just let me finish the sentence so we can go to break and get some water.
Been all over those Camels lately.
Just let me finish the sentence so we can go to commercial and I can get some water.
Have a Marlboro, will you?
No, hold on. I got a good point. Let me fight through this. I'm not hurt. I'm not injured. I'm just hurt. Deion Lewis's introductory press conference with the Titans. He literally broke down in tears and said it's nice to finally feel wanted.
Yeah.
That's a legit story. Like, that's not hyperbole. He legit started crying at his introductory press conference and said it's nice to finally feel wanted.
Yeah.
Because of the toll of the quote-unquote Patriots way of feeling like you're replaceable at all times.
It's just the way that they do it, I guess. I mean, but it's worked. Like, they are the one team every year, you know, they're going to be there. So you just got to have the players that will fit that will buy in there. I feel like that's the biggest thing, I mean, for Belichick. I mean, because once you get these guys to the pro level, they're all good. You know, but having guys that'll fit with his system, I feel like is a big deal.
8 years. 8 years is a long time.
To maintain.
For Gronkowski to play for New England and have to go through, you know, what they go through, I guess, with the expectations and the environment and all that stuff.
I wonder what it's like for Brady. I wonder how that dynamic works with Brady, because he's been there the longest.
I mean, if you saw the reports last year, remember the whole reports before the playoffs? Basically, like, it's not like that for Brady, because he runs things.
Yeah. Well,
okay, just to break.
Precision. We'll be right back.
put up our Toyota Knoxville poll question. So that time to go double your tax return at Toyota Knoxville. I-40, level road exit, big American flag.
Still got to get my taxes done.
File it, double it, towards the purchase of a new Toyota. The poll question today is, who is the best coach in college basketball? Jay Wright, Coach K, or other? How would you vote on that?
Jay Wright right now. Why not? Might as well live in the moment. I mean, if you're looking grand scheme of things, if you're looking at the entire resume, going to be hard to beat Coach K there. But Coach K's been around since NAM. So I think right now you got to go with Jay Wright, don't you? They're on top of the world. And if you voted other, your only choice is Roy Williams. I mean, I guess you could go with Bill Self. I mean, he's got that conference title record. That's pretty impressive, that streak.
43% of the 673 people who have voted say Jay Wright. Again, a little recency bias here, although I do think right now, in 2018, I'd rather have Jay Wright.
Well, what was the question?
Who is the best coach in college basketball? Doesn't say right now, it's just who's
right
the best
now.
Coach.
Yeah. Well, you got to define it in your head and then you vote, you know. Do you want to go all time or do you want to go right now? And if it's right now, it's Jay Wright.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say Jay Wright has a better career than Coach K.
No.
I mean, because obviously 5 titles with Coach K, gold medals in the Olympics. Although Jay Wright, like I said, right now I wouldn't take Coach K over him. I mean, age has something to do with that, but
yeah.
Also like 2 of the last 3 national championships, and he's embraced the 3-point line and the spacing and the shooting that makes the NBA work. He's embraced it better, but Jay Wright leads the way at 43%, 36% of the people led by Davey Hudson say 36%, say Coach K, and then 21% say other, although no one specified who the other is.
It's Roy or I would guess Bill Self. Like, I guess you could throw Boeheim or Izzo in there, but they're not. I mean, if you're going with an old guy, you got to go with Coach K to me.
Curious to see if any rumors pop up about Jay Wright to the NBA. Jay Wright has the look of a successful NBA coach. He has, like I said, the style right now that kind of fits in the NBA. There's always flirting between NBA teams and Coach Cal. I mean, I think Jay Wright has a better system and a better X's and O's type of feel to him than Calipari does. Calipari gets the nod because he has a relationship with, you know, 30 of the top 60 young players in the league right now. You know, they've either been recruited by or coached by John Calipari. And we did the U19 Olympics or the U19 World Games or whatever it was that, you know, from the headlines in hour two where he alienated the number 5 player in the country. He's coached a lot of other prospects too. We'll see if that gets sparked back up. For the longest, it was the Coach K rumors every summer or every offseason. Coach K to the Lakers would become a thing.
Yeah.
He almost took the job, apparently, to go coach Kobe. Then it was Tom Izzo to the Cavs. Remember that? Like every offseason, Tom Izzo was going to go coach LeBron. Then, you know, for the last 5 years, it's been Calipari. Is Calipari going to go take the Sacramento job? Is he going to go back to the Nets, the Wizards? Because, like I said, you can – New Orleans now with Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins. Will Jay Wright to the
– I mean, seems like a guy that could make it work. I mean, Brad Stevens – yeah.
I mean, Brad Stevens, yeah. Brad Stevens not only has made it work, Brad Stevens might have – overtaken, love him, play really hard for him, and Brad Stevens is the best X's and O's coach in the game. Like, I do think not only has he made it work in the league, I think he's kind of taken over the league when you look at best coaches.
Jay Wright just seems like a kind of guy that I could buy into, you know? He looks like the kind of guy you'd listen to.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, he does.
I see Jay Wright. I see power.
You know somebody?
I see a man with confidence.
You know somebody's going to be looking for a new coach this offseason, right?
Yeah.
New York Knicks. Doesn't Jay Wright just feel like the coach of the New York Knicks?
Yeah. I can see him walking up and down the sidelines right now in the garden.
He looks like a New Yorker, right?
He does. Is he a New Yorker? He might be. Where's Jay Ride from? Let's see.
He went to school at Bucknell. Obviously, Villanova's in Philly. I don't know where Jay Ride's from, but
he's a Philadelphia guy. He was born in Pennsylvania in a place called Churchville. I remember them talking about it last night. He's a big Eagles fan.
Yeah.
So he's a Philly guy.
I mean, Philly, New York, that's what, a two-hour drive?
Yeah, it's like the same.
He's a New Yorker.
Same area.
Don't take offense to that if you're a Philly person.
I bet Philly and New Yorkers would totally disagree, but
right.
I don't know.
He's a Northeastern type of guy. He's fantasized, and I don't care what he says. He might say that no, his dream job's Villanova. I don't care. He's fantasized at one point strutting that ass up and down the sidelines at Madison Square Garden.
Maybe he could coach the Sixers someday.
Sixers got it rolling.
Yeah, I mean, they're in good shape right now, but maybe someday. Maybe someday if things don't work out with their loaded roster.
I don't know. Brown got through the dark ages. He's got them playing well. I think he'll be there for the next 3 or 4 years. Although, yeah, it'd be interesting if they flamed out in the playoffs and all of a sudden, like, yeah, let's just promote Jay Wright. Let's bring him from Villanova to the Knicks or to the 76ers.
I mean, surely they wouldn't turn on him that quick, but maybe in a couple years down the road. Never know.
You could see him strutting up and down the sideline, right? Madison Square Garden?
Absolutely.
I mean, he just looks like a Knicks coach.
He looks like a man with confidence. Jay Wright is a man's man.
It's true.
The hair, the suit, the gray sport coat, the face. It's like George Clooney walking up and down the sideline. You're going to listen to a man like that.
You know what he makes right now?
Probably not all that much.
Not much at all. I'm trying to get the updated salary.
I don't even know what. Probably $2 million?
Basically $2.6
million. $2.6
million. He is the 24th highest paid coach in college basketball.
He should be the highest paid right now.
But he could get $10 million from the Knicks.
Yeah.
Like they could quadruple his salary.
I think I'd leave Villanova for $10 million.
You've won two championships there. I really think this is a possibility because the Knicks are going to be looking for a new head coach.
You think they'll pay $10 million?
I mean, that might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but 7 or 8, they could triple his salary easily.
If the Knicks come calling, I'm going. Plus, you get to coach at Madison Square Garden.
You get to coach at Madison Square Garden. Like I said, him being a Philly guy, he's had to dream about walking the sidelines.
Or maybe he hates them. Maybe not.
Maybe. But I still that is possible that he hates the Knicks and he grew up a big Sixers fan. But either way, he realizes the opportunity of coaching in Madison Square Garden.
Maybe he's just a Nets fan.
They got a decent coach there, I think. But I don't know if they'd run him for excuse me for Jay Wright or not. They'd run him for Brad Stevens. Anybody except the Spurs would run their coach right now for Brad Stevens.
Yeah.
Jay Wright, Brad Stevens up there battling between Boston and the Knicks. That'd be fun.
He reminds me a little of Brad Stevens.
Stevens made it work. I don't think Billy Donovan has, so I don't know if I'd feel like it was a slam dunk of a college coach going to the NBA. Like I said, one of them has become the best coach in the league. The other kind of stuck in purgatory with that Thunder roster, not really knowing what to do. The NBA playoffs are close. Things are heating up tonight on the docket. Couple of pretty decent games. Now that college basketball is over, the NBA took a night off last night and let the kids have their stage. I think that's a cool thing they always do every year. Of basically just saying, no, we'll let the college play their championship uninterrupted. But tonight the Raptors travel to Cleveland. Cleveland beat them last time. This is a potential Eastern Conference Finals. If the Celtics play, this is a potential. Either way, it's the two of the three best teams in the East. Raptors at the Cavs. Cavs favored.
I'll probably tune in. Now that college basketball is over, I'll start following the NBA.
And then Warriors at Thunder. Thunder favored by 4.5, so I don't know if Durant – is Durant out? Durant has to be out. I know Curry's out, but is Durant out? Shocks me to see the Thunder favored over the Warriors.
I don't know. I would try to Google it and find out, but my computer's having an aneurysm.
It's all right.
So.
It happens. I'm going to go ahead and assume that they're out because that's the only way it makes sense for the Warriors to be underdogs, unless they're starting to do the whole rest thing because they're pretty much locked in the 2 seed. Maybe that's it. This game does mean more for the Thunder. This game does mean more for the Thunder. So maybe Golden State just rests. I don't know. Maybe they do. Playoffs heating up as we get a little bit closer. The nightcap tonight, Spurs at Clippers, playoff implications there. The Clippers pretty much have to win out to have a shot. Spurs are playing really good basketball. Now that's the nightcap. Those are the three games to keep an eye on. We'll come back. We'll pump the brakes. We'll keep rolling. It's Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville.
We know pets are family, like Smokey and the Vault.
Last call here on the program as we get set to go get ready for lunch myself. Pretty hungry today, actually. Let's get ready to pump the brakes or...
Tennessee has finished 16th in the final coaches poll of this basketball season.
How does that work? Like, they didn't make the Sweet 16. I feel like all the Sweet 16 teams should finish in the top 16 in the country.
No way.
No? Is that too much?
That's too much.
You think Loyola should be number 16?
Kind of.
No.
I think they should be top 8.
Just because you go
they
on...
They made it to the Final Four. They should be top 4.
Just because you go on a run doesn't mean you are deserving of that spot for the whole season.
I mean, what if that team, like, I think it was 2 years ago, like Holy Cross, they were like 9-20-something... won their conference tournament, got into the NCAA tournament. What if they had gotten to the Final Four?
They should be ranked in the top 4. Stupid question.
Great team.
Stupid question. I mean, where's Virginia ranked at this thing?
I'm sure they're top 5.
Should they still be top 5?
I'm going to guess Virginia's like number 5. Is that accurate?
I'm getting it pulled up. I hate the top 25 articles that don't give you the poll, that make you try to read to see like where teams are. Just give me the damn poll.
Yeah, just show me list 1 through 25, please.
If you want to give me your analysis, fine.
Do it below the list of teams.
Or above. I'll take it above. I'll scroll all the way down. But if I scroll down to the bottom and I don't see a poll, I'm getting mad.
You got to get to the original poll.
Number 1, Villanova, obviously. Obviously. Number 2, Michigan, the team that they lost to.
Fair enough.
3, Kansas. I think that's also fair. 4, Duke.
Fair.
5, Virginia. Virginia drops from 1 to 5.
Not going to say I nailed it, but.
Texas Tech, 6th. How about this? Loyola Chicago, number 7.
Are you serious?
They jumped up 21 spots to number 7.
Oh, my God. All they did was beat Nevada, Kansas State. They didn't beat anyone. Well, they beat us. They beat us.
Tennessee.
I know. That's dumb. They should not be number 7 in the country.
Number 7 in the country, Loyola. Number 8, Xavier. 9, Purdue. 10, Gonzaga. And then you got Michigan State, who got bounced early. Cincinnati, who got bounced early. West Virginia, North Carolina.
If Michigan State and Loyola play 10 times, I'm taking Michigan State in 8 of those games.
Tennessee comes in at 16th, 1 spot ahead of Kentucky. Auburn, if you're wondering, finishes 23rd in the country.
I was not wondering.
Okay.
I hate Auburn.
It's time to pump the brakes or keep rolling. You're up first.
All right. Teen gets trapped in sewage.
Sounds like a premise to It.
A 13-year-old boy was miraculously rescued on Monday after he fell into a river of raw sewage in Los Angeles. Ugh. He was swept away and spent more than 12 hours in the city's toxic and maze-like underground sewer system. Jesse Hernandez had been playing with other children on wooden planks over an access portal to the sewer system during a family outing.
What the hell does access portal mean?
For people to get down into the sewer.
It's like a pothole?
I guess if they got to work
like
on
it. Or not pothole, but
manhole.
This manhole, yeah.
Manhole.
A manhole cover.
They're playing on the wood above a manhole cover?
Yeah.
And they fall down in it like the Ninja Turtles?
Natural selection at its finest here. During a family outing Sunday at a Los Angeles park, when the plank broke, Jesse fell about 25 feet fast-moving sewage. A spokesperson for the fire department. Children immediately notified adults who called 911, initiating a frantic and exhaustive 12-hour search in the underground pipes using cameras propped on flotation devices. Rescuers found Jesse after seeing images of handprints on a sewage pipe. A sanitation thing they heard was help, I imagine. They put down a hose. He caught on, received medical attention, was praying to God, was tired, a bit scraped up. Feet into a moving river of sewage. That would be disgusting. Could you imagine?
That's one of the all-time
And imagine that. I mean,
scary scenario.
If it's moving fast, like you know your head's going under too and you're trying to stay above, you're like... You're drowning in poop.
Glad we're talking about it right before lunch.
Just covered in feces.
It's cat urine.
Yeah.
Dating app admits information. This is a show, like, what take to really have on it, but I do think it's worth mentioning. Grindr.
Ah.
Status of its users to companies. That seems like a real invasion of privacy that it's peddling to companies.
Well, was it on an individual basis or like a percentage of its users?
No, it's on an individual basis.
Really?
Yeah. And that's that's obviously a website. Dating apps track your location, track, you know. That's a real invasion of privacy that I do think is worth mentioning.
Well, you don't have to provide that information, do you?
I've never used the app. I don't know.
You haven't?
Never used the app. I don't know.
Ben, have you ever used Grindr? Ben's nodding yes that he has. Yeah. Well, that is quite a privacy invasion. Let's see here. The condom snorting challenge.
Yes!
Should have rolled on this one. This is so stupid.
It really is stupid. This takes Tide Pods to a whole new level. Apparently, teens... These not millennials, damn it, not millennials. What's the new generation?
Gen Zers.
Apparently these Gen Z weirdos, these young teenagers, are now snorting condoms. Yes, you heard that right. They are snorting condoms up the nostril. You can see videos. Teens put an unwrapped condom up one of their nostrils and inhale until it comes out of their mouth. They put an unwrapped condom up one of their nostrils and inhale until it comes out of their mouth. Like, how stupid are these kids? What is wrong with these kids? I mean, I guess it's an attention thing, trying to go viral video, I guess. I don't know.
Really, really stupid.
I don't know. Apparently, it's a thing now. It's been around, it says it's been around for years, but recently reemerged on social media.
Apparently they're snorting up the nostrils and even pulling it out their mouths. They're snorting it all the way up their nostrils.
That's the goal, apparently.
And then to pull it out their mouth. How does that work?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know like the
it's
ears.
It's all one track.
I know the ears, nose, and nose throat. And
coming back your like.
Like
throat.
It goes down into your throat.
It's all connected.
There used to be like a magic trick where like someone would take a straw and do the same thing.
Yeah.
I know some, like, I don't know.
Okay.
But, like, yeah, like, it just, your nose just, the pipes go back into your throat, and you can pull it out from the back of your throat.
It's like if you snort something, you can kind of taste it in your throat, you know? Like if you have that nasal spray or something.
All right, that'll do it for us. We'll come back tomorrow. Clay Travis up next. Russell Smith, The Drive. overtime. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.